sin, subjection, and a Savior. Judges 3, 5 through 11.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The children of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. They took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their own daughters to their sons, and served their gods. The children of Israel did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight, and forgot Yahweh their God, and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. Therefore God's anger burned against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried to Yahweh, Yahweh raised up a savior to the children of Israel who saved them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Yahweh's spirit came on him, and he judged Israel. And he went out to war, and Yahweh delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. His hand prevailed against Cushan-Rishathaim. The land had rest 40 years. Then Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. When we read New Testament books of the Bible, like the book of John, we read words like sin, savior, and salvation. These aren't words we hear often in our world today, so it is important for us to understand what the Bible means by these words. This passage shines some light on the word Savior. The Jews who wrote the New Testament were very knowledgeable about the Old Testament. When they used certain words and phrases, it was obvious to other Jews what they were trying to say. It is very likely that when they used the word Savior in relationship to Jesus, they were thinking of Jewish history, like the part we read here. Notice how Israel had decided to sin against God and intermix with the local people, the people God said they were to drive out. And just like God had warned, they began to worship their gods too. Notice that it was God who got angry, and God who sold them into the hands of Cushan-Rishathaim. If you wonder why God puts an evil leader over you, the reason might be that God is angry with the people in your country. If the people in a country go against God, the one that gave them all their prosperity, his character is such that he may choose to allow an evil leader to take over and cause the people pain. It's easy to focus on the evil leader as if he is the problem. These verses tell us that God can change leaders easily. God's focus here was on the people, not the leader. God doesn't want his people to suffer, so he raises up saviors. In this case, God raised up a man that we already read about. Remember, Othniel was that guy who won Caleb's daughter in marriage. Obviously, Caleb picked a great guy for his son-in-law. Not only did Othniel win his wife by doing something good, God's spirit came on him and he judged Israel. Othniel took power away from the king of Mesopotamia, and Israel had rest until Othniel died. This sin-subjection-savior pattern is one that we should remember. This book will help us with that because we see it over and over again. When the Bible says that we need to trust in Jesus as our Savior, it means that we also realize that we are sinners and need mercy, that we know that we are currently serving an oppressive master, and when we call out to Him, we are crying out for something we can't do for ourselves.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.